Episode 2883, Focus on the Heart.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How is your week going? It is the holidays, and I know I was out driving just yesterday, and it was a little bit crazy. So today, I want you to take a moment for yourself. I want you to have a heart inspiration moment. I want you to be able to let go of what you can see and let your heart feel. Focus on the heart. For those of you who are brand new to Creature Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to creaturenow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. When life becomes overwhelming and the obstacles keep mounting, there comes a point where you have to go above and beyond what you see. So look inward. Focus on the heart. Sometimes we do ourselves an injustice. We lock away our emotions in the hope of not feeling hurt, separated, or disappointed. But somehow, the feelings don't disappear. They just keep mounting up, creating this bigger pile and cause more heartache than healing. As you are walking this season, don't discount what God sees in you. It's easy for us just to look at the way people look at us. And unfortunately, that means we are failing people, right? We're sinners. We don't know what we're doing. We don't do everything right. We try. But we're looking at it from a point of view of, we don't got this right. Even though we might be trying to. And so therefore, every single time we look introspectively or at someone else, it is through tainted lenses. There's something there that just doesn't fit right. But God doesn't see you how others see you. God looks at your heart. So if God looks at your heart, don't you think you should too? Focus on the heart. Many things can get in the way of how you're feeling and what you're seeing. All the more reason to understand the season. Don't let what you can't see dilute what you are feeling. You know, logic only goes so far. At some point, reflections are needed to ground what can't be explained. You matter. Your dreams matter. Your goals matter. What you do every day matters. So what is it for you? Because unfortunately, I feel a lot of people struggle with this. They want to feel what they feel, but when they open their heart to feel it, then they believe they can't overcome it. And so then it becomes a cycle of being trapped, being held hostage, because understanding facts versus feelings, and there's a time and a place for all of it. Right? God sent his son. This is the season that we're in. To walk on this earth, to be born like you and me, and to understand where we come from. Don't you think Jesus had feelings? Of course he did. Don't you think he cried? We know he did. Don't you think he felt pain? Yes, he did. So for us to sit here and say that feelings are not important, only facts are, right? We can rely on logic for only so long, but we do have to understand how they intertwine together. It can't be one or the other. You've got to look at it from the 360. And that's how God sees things totally different. He sees you when you were and now who you are because of Jesus Christ. And so as you're moving into this beautiful season, the Advent season, as you are feeling maybe lost, maybe hopeless, Maybe you just don't know. You're tired. You've got too much on your plate. You don't know how to give up what you have because you know you have to do everything that you have. Then at some point, pause just long enough every day to focus on the heart. Maybe for you, it's in the shower. I love that time. Now, if I'm handling and doing other things and I'm in a hurry scurry, that's not going to work. But if I have 15 minutes or so, I can really think through some things. And you know what? If you cry in the shower, no one sees you because it's all the same water. So the nice thing is that you can have that privacy and release the fear of, gosh, I'm not strong enough. I can't handle this. But when your body, when your heart especially, allows to be seen and heard by you. And I know this sounds strange, but it's like as if your spirit is looking inward to your heart. We're all connected. Mind, body, soul, spirit. It's one. And so when you are not giving yourself that space to interpret, to understand, to comprehend, to be mad, to sit there and say, you know what, I'm just tired. But somehow I'll make it through. Let the tears fall. Let the giggles happen. You matter. Approach your heart with a gentle spirit. Be kind to who you are becoming. Wrap your feelings with a flare of honesty to keep you grounded to how God sees you. You can try to change the world, but the first place to begin that journey is in your heart. So be bold in spirit. Be bright with smiles. Be beautiful this season. Focus on your heart. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.